Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor of Geek News Central. On to the CES 2015 coverage. Todd Cochran from Geek News Central, part of the Tech Podcast Network team here at CES 2015. We're in the Rode EyeCams booth, but what attracted me was a heads-up display, and we're going to talk with the team here. So what have you got going on with this HUD?
So we've been working for 2 years on R&D, mostly with our team in Taiwan, and we've been working on this new piece of technology, which is a 6-inch full color screen. So the way basically it works is you would take your iPhone or your Android phone and you would just mirror the content of your phone to the HUD. So here I'm connected through Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
As you can see, I'm using Google Maps. So you see every time here I move my phone, I have the content here that plays on the screen, but I could use anything. If I just want to see like how the weather is here in Vegas, you see it would say it's 18 Celsius as well. It works perfectly. If I just want to navigate through the internet and I'm just going to go, let's say on a like Google here, okay? We're gonna connect on Google here. You see, basically, it's gonna work. So basically here, the thing is I'm still driving, and I'm still able to concentrate my driving and see everything which is going on the road. No more any way of driving and being like this and looking to the directions, you know, which is pretty dangerous, you know, in terms of safety.
Yep.
And our purpose of our company is to make roads safer as well.
So what I like about this is it just sits up in the middle of the dash, so it could be a passenger that's gonna navigation set up, let it go. And instead of,
basically turn it.
So this works out fantastic. And I think the initial thing when I walked up here, I wasn't even really paying attention to that the first time. What I was actually paying attention to is your Rode EyeCams. I was like, oh, what do you have on that?
Okay, so this was our first business, basically. We're like the market leader in Europe for dash cams. We've been launching this example. This is our entry model for cars, but also we've been working for commercial vehicles, for motorbikes as well. So we've been pretty good with this. And we've been launching in 9 countries so far, and we are planning to launch in the U.S. this year.
Because I'm like, where do I buy that now? So it's not in the United States yet?
It will happen to be available in the U.S. within, I would say, 4 to 6 weeks. This is the reason why we are at the CES this year.
Yeah, because I was like, whoa, I want to order that. Like, that's like one of the first things I want to break my credit card out for.
I know. So the retail price in the U.S. for the heads-up display will be $299.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what about the Rode EyeCams? What are they?
We start from $149 till $349 US.
It looks like on some of the units you have off-board recording as well.
So yes, of course. And some models we have for like commercial vehicles, we also have 3G, 4G SIM cards as well. Mm-hmm. So you're able to connect to your vehicle and to see what's going on. You have a GPS chip as well, so you could locate your vehicle. You could geofence your vehicle. We're going to launch cloud-based application as well, so it will make the road safer as well. And you know every time where your goods are, where your car is, if your daughter is driving or your son is driving, what's going on as well.
Very, very cool. So on the heads-up display, obviously, you're going to have that plugged into the cigarette lighter or whatever,
course,
but does
it
have a battery as well?
No, there's no battery. We don't put batteries because if you put a battery, you will have a temperature issue. If you put it on the windshield and you leave your car, the battery could explode.
So if you want a heads-up display, and this is actually pretty smart, you know, to put that up there. It's a nice big screen. It's bigger than what your cell phone's going to be. You're going to be able to see directions going someplace. So obviously you want to set that up before you leave, or if you have a passenger, they just